The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. And maybe you've had the occasion to make an effort to listen to some faint sound. Maybe there's a bird in the tree and you're trying to understand, what bird is that? Or where is that singing song, bird song coming from? Or perhaps I recently was hiking in the mountains nearby here, and we knew that we were getting close to our destination when we could hear the river. And so I would listen, and for that, for the faintest little hint of that sound of the river, to know that I was getting close. So this ability to kind of, and for me, this kind of way of listening, the mind becomes quieter. Things become quiet and still in the mind so that there's no static to try to hear the very faint sound. So in the same way, in meditation, there comes a time where it just, not that we're straining to pay attention, but at some point it's helpful to understand that we're letting the mind become quiet so that we can hear or perceive or feel something really deep inside of us. Something that when there's a lot of static, a lot of thinking and concerns and preoccupation, it gets drowned out, it gets covered over. It's somehow we don't get to see it. And so one of the things to listen for in meditation is some of the deeper messages, voices, or thoughts, attitudes that underlie everything. If we go deep enough down, we'll find sometimes some of the foundational attitudes, beliefs that kind of permeate everything else above the foundation that we don't even know is there. And some of those are not helpful for us as we live our lives. When I was a relatively new meditator, I discovered that underneath it all, as I meditated, was this belief that if it was happening to me, it is not the real thing. And so that's about the extent of how logical it was. But so no matter what I was experiencing in meditation, it was not really what you're supposed to be experiencing. It wasn't the right thing. And there was something else that was the right thing, but I didn't have any contact with it. And so that was that kind of attitude was carried into everything that I did in meditation, and in my life as well. And so I could, you know, was always then wrong. I was always never could do things adequately, or never had the right experience. And I was always wrong in some way. So that was kind of eye-opening to see that, and the seeing of it was the beginning of healing from it. And then maybe being able to listen even deeper to a voice or to an attitude, a belief that didn't carry that along. So to allow yourself to become really quiet at some point during this meditation, to see if you can listen for the thoughts that are there when there's nothing else. They might be not helpful for you. They might be very helpful for you. They might be nice thoughts. But to see them, whether they're helpful or not helpful, they have equal value for the purposes of mindfulness. There's nothing wrong with discovering you have unhelpful thoughts. It's actually the doorway to freedom. It's not, you know, to celebrate that you have great thoughts, good thoughts, that foundation. Those two are the doorway to freedom. But to listen, what's there? And sometimes it begins not with a belief or idea you can present, but it's more of an emotion, a feeling that's underneath it all. And at this deep level, there might be this intimate connection between it being kind of emotional and a belief at the same time, kind of. And so some people, the entryway is to listen to the deeper emotion. And then some eventually can see what's the belief that goes along with it. And sometimes it's the other way. You feel the deep belief, know it, recognize it, and then you can feel how it carries with it a mood, an emotion that maybe is there kind of as a background influence on your life. So I'll direct this a little bit. And so to begin as usual, it's kind of nice, I'm hoping it's nice, that to have a kind of a ritual beginning where it's more or less the same what we do each time. So the familiarity allows your system and your inner life kind of to kind of feel like it's entering into familiar territory and settle more quickly. So assume a meditation posture. And then gently close your eyes. And with your eyes closed, gently settle on yourself. Gently enter into your inner bodily experience from the inside out. And feeling if there's some ways you want to adjust your posture now. So you're more comfortable, more alert. And taking a few longer inhales and longer exhales in which you relax. Settle in more. And then to let your breathing return to normal. And on the exhales, relaxing the different parts of your body. Or if they don't relax, to soften them, soften around them. To begin centering yourself on your breathing. And you might try to, with your breathing, not to breathe deeply, but ever so slightly, gently, lovingly, do breathe in a little bit fuller, just a teeny bit more than you would otherwise. A little bit more intentionally exhale, as if you're relaxing, or as if you're saying, ah, on the exhale. The intention of exhale might be little greater allowing of the exhale. And maybe a little bit more allowing of the inhale. And as you exhale, to relax the thinking mind. To let the thinking become quieter. Maybe a little slower. Maybe imagining that every time you exhale, the exhale is carrying you a little bit deeper into yourself. So that every time you exhale, you want to listen or attend to that for what is deepening. Attend and feel and sense the places deep inside that the exhale is taking you. With the exhales, letting the thinking mind become quieter so that you can better listen, better sense what is deep inside of you, underneath all your thoughts, usual thoughts, your daily thoughts, concerns, ongoing concerns. And listen, feel the beliefs that are there, the attitudes that are there, the feelings that are there, maybe deep inside. And don't expect that you'll necessarily hear or listen. What's valuable is letting yourself become quiet, quieter and listen. To become quieter on the exhale and sense deeper. Nothing shows itself, it's okay. It might actually be quite good to feel the quiet that's there. And if this makes sense to keep doing this, continue on the exhale to let go, relax into the deeper places within, as if the exhale is holding your hand and carrying you deeper underneath the usual concerns. Maybe a place in your body that's underneath it all. And I'll ask a question and see what responds inside of you to the question. Maybe before you think about an answer, whatever responds spontaneously or close to that. It might not be in words, it might be just a feeling or a body sensation, or a place inside that your attention goes. Relaxing with the exhale. Letting things become quiet near the end of the exhale for a moment. And then that deepest place that you can contact within, the question is, if it could speak, what would it say? And then bring your attention to the inhale and feel the way that the body expands as you inhale. Maybe the body lifts a little bit. And let that inhale carry some of your strength, some of your confidence, so that it spreads through your body. Having the expanding of the inhale, let it move through and with any care, love, goodwill, compassion that's within you, that you can spread through the body, through your heart, through your mind. On that inhale, letting whatever degree of confidence and strength and love, goodwill, grow and spread and expand maybe beyond the edges of your body, as if you could reach out and touch the whole world with kindness. Just a gentle touch. Maybe at the top of the inhale. May our attention that spreads out into the world, may that attention carry with it our care for the welfare and happiness of others. May our attention, awareness of others, carry with it a wish for everyone's happiness. May everyone be happy. May everyone be safe. May everyone be peaceful. May everyone be free.